I was travelling along the military road from Tiflis in a wagon. The wagon contained a small suitcase, half filled with travel notes on Georgia. Fortunately for you, most of the notes are lost. Fortunately for me, the suitcase and its contents are undamaged. As I entered the Koishawa Valley, the sun was setting behind a snowy mountain. The Ossetian wagon driver was singing loudly. He was tirelessly driving on the horses to reach Mount Koishawa by evening. That valley is a glorious place. Steep mountains and dangerous cliffs surround it on all sides. Bushes and green plants cover red-coloured cliffs. Trees cover the top of yellow-coloured cliffs. A golden lining of snow is high above everything. The river Aragva and an unnamed stream lie below. The river bursts noisily from a black, gloomy gorge. It looks like a silver thread, shining like a snake skin. We reached the foot of Mount Koishawa and stopped at an inn. A noisy crowd of about 20 Georgians and mountain people were there. Nearby, a caravan of camels had stopped for the night. I needed to hire oxen to pull my carriage up that awful mountain. It was autumn and icy. Moreover, the mountain path is 2 kilometers long. I had no other choice, so I hired 6 oxen and a few Ossetians. One of them took my suitcase onto his shoulders. The others shouted noisily and helped the oxen. I looked behind my wagon. I was surprised to see 4 oxen pulling another full wagon as if it were empty. The owner walked behind it. He was smoking from a small, silver-lined Kabardian pipe. He was wearing an officer's tunic without epaulets and a Circassian fur hat. He appeared to be in his 50s. His tanned skin showed that he knew the South Caucasian sun well. His grey moustache did not suit his firm stride and cheerful appearance. I walked up to him and bowed. He bowed silently to me and let out an enormous cloud of smoke. "It appears that we are travelling companions," I said. He bowed again silently. "Are you going to Stavropol?" he asked. "Yes, that's right, with government things,"